This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
They're the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of the Providence line, the Reformation line, Salute, the militia line. I mean, goodness gracious. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. A glaring indication or sign of our intelligentsia's decrepitude is they have no interest whatsoever in trying to understand either the Brexit vote or the election of Trump. With a few notable exceptions, those who claim to spend their lives doing the public thinking that must surely require higher faculties than possessed by you or I, have shown no real intellectual curiosity for the social shifts of our day. You would think that people who do thinking for a living would find the events in the UK and the US fascinating and historically compelling, if for no other reason that neither outcome was expected by the public intellectuals themselves. After decades of incremental movement toward a one-government Europe, the people of the UK pushed back. After decades of uniparty leadership in DC, Americans said no more. And regardless of one's personal politics, these events should have at least some seemed interesting to people who see themselves as reflective connoisseurs of the history of ideas. Instead, they chose to see nothing at all. It could all be explained away quite easily, but they, you know, by the detestable appeals to populism and racism, with a little Russian propaganda sprinkled in for some good measure. So when the public intellectuals convince the public to vote according to their worldview, this popular election is called democracy in action. When the public votes against the public individuals, this signifies the public put the interest of the population ahead of the thinkers and must therefore be grounded in the old primordial goo of tribalism and hatred that afflicts us, the public generally, but from which the public intellectuals can elevate us should we simply listen to what they have to say and heed their instructions. They can lead us to salvation, but we will always be racist, weighed down by our ancient, sad evolutionary instincts. And this is as far as most intellectuals have gotten for the last 4 years. And, of course, Russia's behind every bad thing said about the dominant governing paradigms in the UK and the US, because unlike the 70 years of communist and Cold War propaganda, there's never been anything more effective at winning hearts and minds than Putin's ability to post mean things on social media. I think it is worth saying that if you fancy yourself an intellectual and yet believe almost everything believed and advocated by the permanent government and media institutions of your time, then you aren't thinking very creatively or critically. You may not be thinking at all. If you spend your mental energy invested in Marxist class consciousness and postmodern social constructs, and yet you see no irony of actively supporting the governing status quo, you might need to examine the mental prisons that you have made for yourself. Empathy is not only a virtue, it's a valuable diagnostic tool for understanding social upheaval and change. And yet, the public intellectuals never seem interested in understanding us. They seem interested in getting us to understand that we must understand them. And we do. Oh, we do. There's a growing certainty among the freedom-minded people of the West that the public intellectuals and governing institutions find more in common with the command and control leadership of the former Soviet Union than the ideas of Lech Walesa or Vaclav Havel. Whereas we see Poland's Solidarity Uprising and Czechoslovakia's Velvet Revolution as fraternal moments to the signings of the Magna Carta and the Declaration of Independence, the modern public intellectuals see vulgar populism motivated by tribal spirits, once again with a sprinkling of Russian propaganda thrown in. Everywhere we look, the intellectuals are advocating for restrictions on free speech and criminalization of free expression. Being confronted with ideas that conflict with their own, public intellectuals see no choice but to silence the public. And if personal freedom has to suffer as a result, then the public should have considered this repercussion before saying what they believe out loud. Freedom of conscience, if kept securely in the private thoughts of the public, is allowed, but exercising freedom of conscience is dangerous to the public intellectuals, and therefore it is forbidden. And for all their worry and hand-wringing about populism, public intellectuals are missing a grand historical moment. An iron curtain is once again descending on free peoples of the world, and they themselves are the ones pulling and yanking the ropes, hoping to quiet the rumblings of public dissatisfaction with the state, or the instinctive hunger for personal freedom, before the public gains enough awareness of their predicament or strength to do something about it. And maybe, when you think about it, maybe the public thinkers do understand what Brexit and Trump signify. Maybe they realize that freedom is once again on the march and they've taken up positions on the wrong side of the intellectual battlefield. Maybe they realize that in the battle of ideas, they're going to inevitably lose. But if their ideas are the only ones allowed, then they win by default. And it's a very sad irony that the U.S. and the U.K. spent much of the post-World War II 20th century working to help liberate the peoples of Eastern Europe from the Soviet shadow, while it is they who now beg us to open our eyes before it becomes too late for us to resist the shackles of state socialism. The deepest cut is that most of the rebellious intellectuals under the Iron Curtain fought for freedom, and most of our public intellectuals fight against it. They're not interested in your well-being. They're not interested in how you feel. They're not interested in your flourishing. They're interested in being in charge. They're interested in being in power. And these are the things that you have to understand. So for all of this talk about guns and all these other things about how it's going to make things safer, we got 22,000 laws on the books. And all they've done is they restrict a group of people who aren't going to commit a crime. Because the criminals that are going to commit crimes are just going to ignore those laws, just like the ones. This is why they're criminals. That's, you know, criminal is a derivative of the word crime. A criminal is someone who commits crime. So getting out there and saying, we're going to make a law to stop them from committing those crimes, that's the stupidest thing. All you can do is make a law to punish them for when they break the law. Because they're criminals, it's a given they're going to break the law. And if you want to look at how good gun control works, take a look at California. They got it all. And since they stopped, I guess the fires are out because now the firefights have begun in California. It reminds me of a song by the Eagles called, I believe it's called, not Last Stand. They refer to it as Henley's Opus, but one of the lines is, you call someplace paradise, you're kissing it goodbye. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Pomeroy and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD.
load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, whenever a politician tells you that they can ban their way to keeping you safe, they can ban this, that, and the other, and everything's going to be great, well, they're lying. Let's look at an illustrative example, shall we? In Virginia, which has gone purple, blue, blue-purple, whatever it is, not very good with color. Their violent crime and murder rates are some of the lowest they've been in the past 60 years. But gun control is still going to be at the top of the legislative agenda when they convene in the 2020 session in a few weeks with a new House and a Senate controlled by Democrats for the first time in 26 years. All while crime is going down, they're going to go for gun control. Meanwhile, while their violent crime is dropping, drug overdose deaths are skyrocketing, and it's not just opioid-related deaths. Meth is making a huge comeback, and its resurgence offers a cautionary tale that the legislators aren't going to take, but if they believe they can ban their way to safety, when it comes to guns, they're already pretty safe. What about this other thing? In Virginia, the Richmond Times-Dispatch spoke to Catherine Hayek with the DEA, who noted that unlike the first wave of meth overdose deaths in the United States back in the late 1990s and the early 2000s, this meth is coming over the border from Mexico and not being cooked up in a trailer or motel room by the local dealers. We get this. The meth from Mexico is cheap and of high quality. You bring that on the streets, and you have all your drug dealers offering meth instead of opioids, she said. But she said fentanyl is now sometimes being mixed in with the meth and cocaine. It gives it an extra kick. It makes it feel more potent. Doesn't that sound horrific? I think I'd like to have some meth that is mixed with some fentanyl and some cocaine. What's that going to do to what's inside your skull? She said, it seems almost like fear-mongering, but this is what we're seeing out there. We want to make sure everybody knows the dangers in this. The number of meth-related overdose deaths in Virginia has jumped from a single death in 2010 to over 150 in 2019. And in large part, this is because of the well-intended desire to make it harder for local meth heads to cook up their drug of choice, which in turn resulted in the Mexican drug cartels taking over production of virtually every type of meth used in the United States today. You probably heard some variation of the argument that it's easier to buy a gun than it is to buy cold medicine, right? It's not true. But the argument is generally you have to show ID and sign your name to buy products with pseudoephedrine. So why not require universal background checks for all gun purchases? Well, that's a pretty nonsensical argument. Not only because of the apples to oranges comparison, because as it turns out, those laws restricting access to pseudoephedrine have made things a lot worse. The idea was simple. You need that to make meth. So cutting back the ability to acquire the ingredients, you could cut back on the manufacture of meth. And it worked for the most part. Homegrown meth labs became harder to find. And for a while, the stories about meth labs blowing up homes or motel rooms disappeared from the news. But what they didn't count on is that the demand for meth remained high. And the Mexican drug cartels quickly realized they could supply a drug that, up to the point, hadn't been among their traditional offerings. So this is a new revenue stream for the cartels. And before long, the United States had more meth than ever before. Even better meth for the buyers now. Not for the rest of us, but for the buyers of it is great. It's now cheaper and stronger than it had been when it's being handcrafted in the local budget motel or a single wide on a quiet country road. Now, I'm not saying that the homegrown stuff has completely disappeared. Even with the restrictions on the high-test cold medicine containing pseudoephedrine, there are still tweakers and dealers blowing up buildings in their attempts to manufacture meth. Cartels! See, the thing about the cartels, they can manufacture this stuff in the open. They don't have to be in a building to do this. So they do that. They manufacture it in the open. Out in a field. And they've continued their expansion into other drugs. And now the major supplier, both heroin and its stronger cousins like fentanyl and carfentanil, which in Virginia are an even worse scourge than the skyrocketing meth problem. In all of 2018, there were 391 homicides in the state and 127 meth overdose deaths. The number of opioid-related deaths, on the other hand, was more than double the number of homicides and meth ODs combined at 1,280 lives lost. So in the last few weeks, these anti-gun Virginia lawmakers, along with their anti-gun governor, Ralph I Wear Blackface Northam, are going to ignore the increasing number of drug overdose deaths in order to pass new gun control laws in a state where crime is falling. And in doing so, they're going to ignore the lesson to be learned from cracking down on cold medicine in the name of public safety. That being the best intentions can lead to the very worst results. That happens nearly every time. We're still living and dying with the consequences of a simple yet poor decision about cold medicine. We're still dealing with three times the number of people dying from a banned drug than from a firearm, whether it's possessed legally or not. When we try to ban our way to safety, it has a tendency to make things worse. And that's a lesson they should take to heart in Virginia. And if they really care about the health of the Commonwealth, they should tackle the state's epidemic of overdose deaths before they make any moves on the state's gun laws. But they won't. Because once again, it's not about the safety of the people or the well-being of the people of Virginia. That's a secondary consideration. If we could have that, that's great. We love it that you work. We love that we get your money. We love that you're under our thumb. But that's not what it's about. Safety is not what it's about. And law and order is not what it's about. Actually, they prefer less law and order. I don't know how they think they shield themselves from that if it gets really, really bad. Because that never happens. That never happens. That never happens. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland was appearing before a House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday for testimony in the ongoing impeachment inquiry of President Trump. House Intelligence Committee ranking member Devin Nunes says the American people have seen another failure of the Democrats' conspiracy theory through this testimony.
Testimony received today was far from compelling, conclusive, and provides zero evidence of any of the crimes that have been alleged. In fact, Ambassador Sondland testified that he presumed the temporary pause in military aid was conditioned on Ukraine carrying out the investigations the Democrats are desperate to portray as nefarious.
Another late night on Capitol Hill as two more witnesses are testifying. It's a down day on Wall Street as stocks fell 113 points to close the day at 27,821. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Former Vice President Gropey Joe Machine Gun Biden. That dude's everywhere. I mean, he's all over the place when it comes to his stance on guns and the Second Amendment. But the one thing that you can, you know, it's a given. He's not a friend to the gun owner. He's not a friend of the Second Amendment. Just last month, he admitted he would favor a national registry for, quote, assault weapons, end quote. He's repeatedly pushed for the idea of smart guns, even though that technology doesn't really exist. And he continually talks about his shotgun. I don't know what it is about that shotgun. I'd like to see this shotgun. It must be something. He made another really dumb yet scary comment during a swanky fundraiser hosted by the Amazon executive in Seattle, Washington this weekend. For $2,800 a head, you too could hear the former Veep talk about his latest target, which is the 9mm handgun. Now remember, we don't, you know, most of the gun grabbers don't talk about all the guns they want to take away because they can write it in a way. They can say, well, we're going to take away assault weapons. But that means all guns, but not Joe. Dan. Anyway, from the Seattle Times, he says he supports the Second Amendment, but he called the absolutist arguments of sun gun rights supporters bizarre. noting that people can't own machine guns or bazookas, which he's probably thinking about the big M2s, the Ma Deuces, the 50 cals that, you know, you mount on top of a vehicle because the barrel weighs 110 pounds. He said, why should we allow people to have military-style weapons, including pistols with 9mm bullets that hold 10 or more rounds? I've got a table full of these right here beside us. He called the anxiety among young people over being shot in school these days overwhelming, and not just in tough neighborhoods, but in great neighborhoods like this. Mentioning his own shotgun ownership, he talked about his Delaware goose hunting restrictions that limit hunters to 3 shotgun shells. We protect geese from Canada more than we do people. That's a bizarre statement. On its face, somebody should be challenging that. Of course, they didn't in Seattle. Biden compared goose hunting restrictions to handguns and the very firearms people rely on for self-defense. And it makes no sense. He wonders why young people have so much anxiety and want to defend themselves. Well, it's probably because there's people out there who want to cause harm to others. They see what happens when people go unarmed. They know that minutes are a very, very long time when there's a guy in there shooting around just willy-nilly, and it takes the police a few minutes to arrive on scene when a life and death situation can take place in a matter of seconds, like at the school in Santa Clarita. Even if he wanted to make the point that high-capacity magazines are dangerous, there are plenty of examples, like in California, where these magazines are banned, yet criminals get their hands on them anyway. Shocker. Criminals don't follow the laws, yet we should continually restrict the law-abiding to punish the criminals? Is this the argument we have going on right here? Very flawed logic. Standard capacity magazines are important for a number of reasons. For one, what if there's more than one or two threats? What if you're dealing with someone like the, I never heard what the final outcome was, but you remember the cannibal that was eating the face of the guy in Florida? He had to be shot 8 times with a .40 caliber pistol to stop him. Now, with a 10-round magazine, I guess that would have worked, but, you know, the cop popped him twice to see what that was going to do, and the guy lifted his head up and growled at the police officer and went back to snacking. What if you have multiple people attacking you at one time? What if you're in an Antifa full-blown riot? Now, you may have seen that movie Wanted, where you can curve bullets and split them, and so that doesn't really happen. You can't shoot at both people at once, or more than multiple people at once. You need multiple rounds to take down a threat. Second point is that Biden doesn't take into account fight or flight. When a person is under attack, their adrenaline is pumping, and people are trying to decide. They're trying to decide: do they run or do they stay and fight their attacker? And in these scenarios, the adrenaline makes it highly unlikely for a person to be 100% accurate with the first round they shoot. That's more rounds are needed, and that's why gun owners should continually train for various situations. Those of you that pay $2,800 to listen to Crazy Joe, are you guys really going to vote for him? Because already these are the same the people that showed up at this paying $2,800 to subsidize Uncle Crazy Joe's candidacy are the same ones that would tell you, we need to get money out of politics. But I sincerely hope that you got your money's worth. Now, this is the thing. And I have nothing but respect for law enforcement. And law enforcement carries a lot of ammunition. And they should. And it is prudent for me and you to carry a lot of ammunition. Now, even Clint Smith, who carries a single stack 1911, carries about five mags with him. Four or five mags. Four spares and one in the gun. Now, he is a very accurate shooter, and he makes all rounds count. But if you're getting hits on someone and it doesn't stop them, if you have to shoot somebody in self-defense, you have your goal is to de-animate them, make them stop moving. If they're attacking you, you want them to stop the attack. If they're coming at you, you want them to stop coming at you. So you have to shoot them until you de-animate them. Now, they're in their own adrenaline dump. They got their own thing going on. It may be drug-induced. It may be, just a regular normal adrenaline dump that happens in one of these high tenth situations. If law enforcement needs this many rounds to deal with criminals, what are we supposed to do? Why do we have to have less gun grabbers? I'm all for police having every tool they can have at their disposal. I got no problems with that at all. Protective vests, patrol rifles, I got no problems with those. But the only problem I have is that they would think, well, but you guys don't need them. I'm the one that definitely needs them. You're the one that definitely needs them. So, but there they are in Seattle. I don't know how many people showed up to pay $2,800. I wonder what it would take to get me in a place where they would just pay $28 to hear me speak. Huh? Think I could get that? $28. There'd probably be some more honesty going on than with Gropey Joe, I think, yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. California with a K. They have the most strict gun control laws in the land. If gun control was actually going to stop a shooting of any stripe, it would do so. It would get caught up in the net that California has set up. After all, the limit with which handguns can be purchased within the state. They have a complete assault weapon ban. Surely, they must be immune to the perceived epidemic of rampage killings, right? Well, not quite. Because over the course of just 3 days, the state had three high-profile shootings. All of them met the definition of a mass shooting the media seems to prefer. 10 people were killed in these three mass shootings in California in just 4 days, marking a particularly brutal wave of gun violence incidents in the state. On Thursday morning, a 16-year-old student from Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, 30 miles north of L.A., shot five classmates and then himself. Two of the victims, 14-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl, succumbed to their injuries, as did the gunman. On Saturday morning, a gunman in San Diego killed his estranged wife and three of their children, boys ages 3, 5, and 11. A fourth son, age 9, was on life support over the weekend, and the gunman also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The following night, four people were shot dead in Fresno, 200 miles north of L.A., after a shooter entered a backyard party and fired into the crowd. The victims in the Sunday evening attack were men between the ages of 25 and 35, according to police, who said six others were injured and expected to survive. So including the gunman, 12 people died and at least 10 others were injured in the three tragedies, with countless additional students, families, and communities terrorized and traumatized by the attacks. And then, here comes Gabrielle Giffords. The failure to protect our communities, families, and children is a waking nightmare that needs to end. If we don't act, generations of Americans will expect gun violence to be a public safety threat that could change their lives, no matter where they live. The problem is that Gabrielle Giffords was talking about incidents that happened in California where
They have virtually every bit of gun control that her group pushes. They have the universal background check. They have red flag laws. They have assault weapon bans. They have magazine restrictions. They have all of it. And yet, in three consecutive days, they have three shootings in a state which isn't supposed to. You know, that's not supposed to. But when they passed all these laws, you know, the supposition was we're going to stop all this stuff. We got it. So if gun control law is the answer to rampage killings, as the media likes to define them, which is typically four or more people shot rather than four or more people killed in a single incident, as the FBI defines them, then California should be virtually free of them. And they're not. As of earlier this month, California had almost twice as many rampage shootings since 1982 as gun-friendly Texas. That list was compiled as of November the 6th, and that wouldn't include any of these most recent shootings, though only the murders in San Diego would likely make that list, because after all, they appear to be using a more sane definition than that which the media prefers. So regardless, California, with a third more in population, has almost twice as many rampage killings in a gun-friendly state or than a gun-friendly state like Texas. And that means gun control doesn't work. How many more people have to die before lawmakers in the state come to understand that it just doesn't work? If it does anything, if their gun control does anything, it's that it prevents regular people from defending themselves. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. Nah, I don't think it's supposed to be. That should never be the case. And while I don't expect the Giffords clan to grasp that, she's too much of an anti-gun jihadist to see the plain facts laid out before, that doesn't mean that others have to follow her down that path. Now, shifting over. For those of you who see, in order to enlighten yourself, you have there's a couple of things you have to come to the conclusion of. And that admission will set you free. It really will. It will do some things for you that you can't imagine. Like, one accepted notion that I embrace is that there is no such thing as a safe space. It is naive to think that you can get into a place where nothing bad can happen to you. It can happen to you in any city, town, village, or rural setting. It can happen in your house. It can happen in your car. It can happen where you work. It can happen where you go to school. Neither is it reasonable to decide to be a hermit and hide out until things get better, because there is no guarantee that's going to happen. So the smart move here is, one, to be informed, two, to be enlightened, and three, to be prepared and learn how to deal with it. Now, when I was a kid, everybody said that the pervasive thing out there was a man's home was his castle. It was a place where you could relax at the end of the day, away from the cares of the world. And then the criminal element discovered home invasions. So even today, at home, you have to be just as alert and careful as anywhere else. Now, you can take steps to harden the target where the home is concerned. You want to make it difficult to get into? You want it to require a lot of noise for them to get into it? A good start is to install good heavy-duty locks on all exterior doors and windows. The next step is to keep those doors and windows locked even when you're at home. Good exterior lighting allows you to check things out without having to unlock anything. The addition of a dog to the household makes for a good early warning system, too. And guns. Guns need to be readily available, not disassembled and put in a safe with ammunition in the other part of the house. And where home defensive guns are concerned, bigger is better. Shotguns and carbines trump handguns of any kind. And full-size service pistols are going to be easier to handle and therefore more effective than compact models. And that's just the truth. Just about all of us have some sort of smaller pistol or revolver that we carry when the weather's hot or circumstances don't seem to allow for carrying a bigger handgun in public. And I try to keep that to a minimum. I have them in case I need them, but I don't
carry them as often as I could, simply because I can carry something bigger. All you got to do is go to the range and take your service size pistol and your micro pistol out there and shoot them, and you tell me which one is going to be able, you're going to be able to handle a little bit better. So the better idea here would be to alter your dress to allow for the larger handgun. It can be done if a person is serious about it. And when people are out and about, it's even more important to know that there is no safe place. You got to keep yourselves in condition yellow, which is relaxed alertness, as much as possible. And it takes practice. When I'm holding my grandson Ellis, and that takes a lot of my attention because he's just so doggone cute. I'm aware of what's behind him, of what's behind me, left and right. But I'm not always on alert because sometimes things are happening with him or with his sisters that just take up all of my attention. So I know it. I know the shortcomings. But one thing that relaxed alertness does for the citizen, even the armed citizen, is to help you or me spot potential trouble while there's still time to get away from it. So if you see somebody acting strangely or out of place, you can leave. Leaving an unfinished meal is better than being in a gunfight. So the least safe places are often those styled as gun-free zones. And if you can, avoid those areas when possible. If that means you miss some sporting event and concert, that's great. You can watch it better at your house anyway. There's always television if you just can't stand to miss your favorite team or musical group. When you're forced to enter a gun-free zone, the best tactic is get in and out as quickly as possible. But if you're going to be serious about surviving in today's world, you got to educate yourself. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.